Hey, very good. I am on. All right, so this Sunday, I'll be here at this church sharing my testimony on your special Sunday. Okay. What's special about this Sunday? Oh, aloha reception? Okay. All right. Okay, so I'll be here. Okay, let's finish up on truth. The truth on truth. The definition of truth is this: what corresponds with reality. Okay. That's the definition of truth. Okay. That is the biblical definition of truth. Okay. Truth is what corresponds to reality. Okay, so truth matches its object. Truth is rooted and reflects the very nature of God. Therefore, it's absolute. Okay? It's objective. And it is eternal. Okay? Because it reflects the very nature of God himself. So that is the nature of truth. Truth is absolute, means it applies to everyone at all times, in all places. 2 + 2 = 4. That was true 1,000 years ago, and it's true today. It's true in China, it's true in the United States. A triangle has 3 sides, okay? That was true 1,000 years ago, and it's true today. Today, I live in Hawaii. That's a truth that's true for me. And the fact that I live in Hawaii, that's truth that's universal, okay? Truth is unchanging. Truth is knowable. We're created in the image of God. We're created to know and to live according to that truth. And one day we're all accountable, okay, in how we responded to God's truth. Truth is exclusive and truth is narrow. Okay, so when people say, oh, you Christians are so narrow-minded, you say that's the nature of truth. Okay? Truth excludes its opposite. All right? 4 + 4 = 8 and only 8. Oh, how narrow-minded. Why can't it equal 10 or 20, whatever I want? Well, you can't have a mathematical system. You wouldn't have economics. You'd have engineering. Okay? If it was relative. Oh, how narrow-minded. Well, that's the nature of truth. Okay? A triangle has 3 sides. And only 3 sides. Oh, how narrow-minded. Well, that's the nature of truth. Okay? That's the nature of truth. Truth is not invented. It is discovered. We discover truth and conform to the truth we discover. So truth is out here. We discover it, and we conform to it. Right? When you're little kids, you thought there's a little man in the TV box, right? But eventually what? You discovered that it's these radio microwaves that shoot these images in there. You conform. You changed to the truth you discovered, all right? Just because you believe there's a little man in a box doesn't mean there was, you know, there appeared a little man in a box, okay? You changed according to the truth you discovered. Okay, Newton discovered the law of gravity, but that doesn't mean it did not exist until he discovered it. It always existed. He simply discovered it. Okay? Beliefs cannot change what is true. Okay? This is a brown desk. No matter how sincerely and strongly I believe it's a white chair, not going to change it. All right, so I either conform to reality, okay, or I live in a delusional world, okay? Truth is not affected by one's attitude. Okay, Ahmadinejad sincerely and courageously believes the Holocaust never happened. So does it mean, therefore, it never happened? No, it did, okay? Truth is not in here. Truth is out here. And even if you deny it, you reject it, you don't believe in it, it's still true whether you believe it or not, okay? Truth is not created by the culture. Entire cultures can be wrong. Being raised in a culture that teaches racism doesn't make racism true. Okay? Being in a culture that believes child sacrifice is the best way to please God doesn't make that true. Okay? A culture that believes rain is caused by the actions you take here on earth, whether chanting to a god or whatever, doesn't make that true. Okay? Truth is not created by the culture. Truth is not what feels good. Okay? I can have a diagnosis of cancer. It doesn't feel good, but it's the truth. Okay? All right, now, here are some common objections. Objection number one. Truth is not absolute because we grow in truth. What is true today may be false tomorrow. The progress of science is proof that truth is constantly changing. For example, we once believed that the earth was flat. Well, not too long in modern history, we discovered that the earth was not flat, but it is round. Therefore, truth changes, right? How do you answer that? What's the answer? It was always round. What changed? Yes, there you go. Okay. Okay, it's not the earth that changed. It was our perception and understanding of it that changed. The earth was always round. Okay? We discovered that truth and changed our understanding according to the truth that we discovered. But the truth is, the earth was always round. Okay? How can truth be exclusive when there are numerous people who adhere to contrary truth claims? Contrary beliefs are possible, but contrary truths are not possible. So you can believe God does not exist, and I can believe God exists. Okay, so we can have contrary beliefs, but if one of those is right, the other must be wrong. Okay, so remember Aristotle's law of non-contradiction: opposites cannot be true at the same time and in the same way. All right, so if one position is true, its opposite cannot be true. But you can believe opposite things, but both things cannot be true at the same time. Okay, I can believe who played tonight. I can believe the 49ers won. Okay, and Josh here can believe the Rams won tonight. Well, one of us is wrong here. Okay, one of us is wrong. Okay, opposites cannot be true. Contradictory truths cannot be true at the same time and in the same way. Okay, truth is determined by the facts. Okay, not by our beliefs or our attitudes. Okay. All right, so that's the truth on truth, okay? Any questions on truth? Well, you got it? Okay, this is one of the more philosophical lessons you'll get in this series, okay? Well, how do we deal with relativists? Okay, the majority who say, Well, there's no such thing as truth, or true for you, but not for me. How do we deal with those? Well, first, you have to show the self-refuting nature of their position by turning the truth, by turning their statement back on itself. And thus you reveal its own self-contradiction. Okay? This is called the roadrunner technique. Okay? If you remember the roadrunner, the coyote would chase the roadrunner, right? And then the roadrunner would suddenly stop and the coyote keep running. And then next thing you know, he's running in air. His legs are moving, but the road has been pulled out from underneath him, right? And eventually he goes, woo, and he goes down, okay? So we call this the roadrunner technique, okay? So for example, this is how you turn a sentence back on itself. I can't speak a word in English. How do you turn that back on itself? Isn't that in English? Okay? There's no absolute truth. How do you turn that back on itself? There you go. Yeah. Is that absolutely true? Okay. True for me, but not for you. True for you, but not for me. How do you turn that back on itself? Is that true for you and not for me? Okay. You cannot know reality. Is that a true statement about reality? Okay, you have to know something about reality to know you're wrong about reality. You should not impose your morality on me. How do you turn that back on itself? Yeah, there you go. Aren't you imposing your morality on me? You should not judge others. Yeah. Okay, aren't you judging me? Uh-huh. Okay, this technique really works, okay? I use it all the time, okay? I was at a university in Chicago, and I gave a presentation on, I think it was the authority of the Bible. And a student stood up, and he said, I don't believe a word you said. There's no such thing as truth. Truth is relative. And there's no such thing as truth. So don't come in here and preach this is the truth. Because nobody has the truth. All right? And I said, I looked at him, I said, okay, there's no such thing as truth. He said, yeah. I said, there's no such thing as truth. He said, yes. I said, there's no such thing as truth. He said, yeah. So I said, is that a true statement you just made? And he started shaking his, I got the answer for you. And he ran out the door. So I said, okay. So we were continuing on. Then he comes running in after being on the computer. And he says, this is the definition of truth. Truth is relative. Truth is created by... He was done reading that definition. And he said, therefore, truth is relative. And I said, is that a true definition of truth? And he said, yes. And I said, that's a true definition of truth. He goes, yeah. I said, is that true for me? He said, yeah. I said, true for you? Yeah. True for, yeah. I said, it's the absolute truth statement you just made. So he started shaking. He got real mad. He goes, you know, I can't be a Christian because Christians judge everybody. And whoever doesn't agree with them, they judge as wrong. And I said, is it wrong to judge others because they believe something different? He said, yeah. I said, is it wrong for me to do that? He said, yeah. I said, is it wrong for him to do that? Yeah. Is it wrong for her to do that? Yeah. I said, is it wrong for everyone to do that? He said, yeah. I said, absolute truth number three. I said, wow, we went from no truth to now we got three absolutes. And then he said, okay, well, I can't stand Christians because they judge homosexuals and they condemn homosexuals. I said, is it wrong to condemn people of a different lifestyle? He said, yes. I said, is that wrong for me to do? Yeah. What about him? Is it wrong for him to do? Yeah. Is it wrong for her to do? Yeah. Is it wrong for people in the world to condemn others because they live differently? Yes, I said, okay, absolute truth number four. I said, went from zero to four, mega four absolute truths here. So he started shaking, and he started getting really mad, and I said, okay, Gordon, I'll talk to you afterwards. So after we spoke, we sat down, we had coffee for about an hour and a half. And then that night, I came back and did another presentation, and Gordon came. And then when I was time for Q&A, Gordon said, okay, I got one more question for you. I said, yes, what is it? He said, does God know everything, past, present, and future? I said, yeah. He said, did God know that man would disobey him in the garden, sin, and cause all this evil and destruction in the world? I said, yeah. And he said, then why did God create man in the first place? And the guy walked right into the gospel presentation. Walked right into it. Right? But you could see he was much more softer. He's much more open to what I had to say that night. Okay, so that's what Paul is talking about when he says, we demolish all arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take all thought captive in obedience to Christ. Before people will seriously consider your message, you've got to demolish those strongholds that hold them captive, these false ideas that keep them from seriously considering the message of Christ. Sometimes you got to answer them and just demolish those false ideas before they're going to take you seriously, okay? Remember, Christianity is, the gospel is never preached in isolation, but in the context of a culture and its ideas, okay? And some of those ideas oppose the gospel message of Christ, and often you're going to have to answer them and demolish them, okay, before people will seriously listen to your message, okay? Truth, okay, so it's self-contradictory, it's unlivable, okay? We acknowledge absolute truth every day. We expect people, okay, when you're at the cashier and she says it's $50, you expect that to be true for her and for you, okay? Relativism is unlivable, okay? It's unlivable. Nobody can live out that kind of truth. I remember a student came up and was telling me how all truth is relative and blah, 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 and all this. And so, just to prove a point, when I gave back their test, he got all the answers correct. I put F. I gave it to him. He said, what are you doing? I said, truth's not absolute. I create truth, so I decided to play. He goes, but I got all the answers correct. I said, according to who? And he started thinking about it for a long time. And he finally said, well, according to reality. And I said, wait a minute. Are you saying we can know reality and you expect me to know it and you to know it and that we can objectively both understand the same objective reality? I said, therefore, truth is noble, truth is absolute, and you're expecting me to abide by truth that corresponds to reality that you and I both see. Okay? So we got the point across. It's unlivable. Okay? Truth is absolute. Okay? So, let's see. What's going on here? What's going on in my presentation? Where are we? All right. So that is, okay. Where are we? What's going on? Okay. All right. So that's the nature of truth, okay? Relativism is one of the most dangerous ideologies out there that has come to dominate our culture. And as believers in Christ, then, we build, okay, our faith on truth, which is rooted in God, okay, not created by man. And so this is one of the ideologies of our day that we need to defeat, because it leads to some very dangerous consequences that we'll talk about next week when we come to the new tolerance, which is built on this whole idea of relativism, okay? Any questions on truth or any related topic we talked about tonight? Yes? Yeah. God does not bypass the mind to speak to the heart. Can you remember that? And remember this principle, the heart will not commit to what the mind is not convinced of. Okay? So remember that principle. So that's why, Romans 12, be renewed by the transforming of your mind. Okay? So that's how God works. Okay? Is that our emotions follow the thoughts that we have here. So transformation begins with the renewing, Romans 12, with the renewing of your mind, which is changing of your thinking, all right? So we can reach people in numerous ways, okay? Whether through the heart or through, but generally speaking, the mind will not commit to what the heart is, the heart will not commit to what the mind is not convinced of. So that's why, knowing truth and building on truth is so critical and so important. And that's why we start there and we let the heart follow what, is truth and the transformation of the mind. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, we're good? Okay. Well, let's close our time in prayer then, and then we'll see you next week when we talk about the new tolerance, okay? And that's one of the most dangerous ideologies that has swept through Western culture, following right on the heels of this, okay? All right, let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for our time here together. We pray that as we study, we'd come to a greater understanding of truth and how to engage the ideas of the culture, that we may penetrate the darkness with your truth, that we would become really effective in transforming our culture and our world and lives for your Son, Jesus Christ. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right, we'll see you next week.